Well, it's different, obviously. I've been here before as a visitor, though, and it's always a good city to come to. It's a great building to play in.
Probably watching a ball game on the Canadiens this year. What's the main difference with Michel Therrien instead of Randy or your team last year?
Well, I think one of the big differences is healthy Andrei Markov. He's had a tremendous start, and I think that lends itself to the whole team being better. A team that's had a chance to regroup a little bit and look at themselves, and I think, done a good job over the summer of, making some additions that make them a good, strong team for this season.
The way it ended here for you was somewhat peculiar. I'm going to put it that way. How long did it take for you to sort of, get over that?
Well, I'm still not over it. I'm a little bit nervous right now because we're getting to that stage of the season, 5 or 6 games in. I don't think you ever get over that stuff. I have my opinions on the whole thing. And
would you like to share?
I probably won't. What I do is I walk away at the end of the day and I evaluate the job that I did, and I'm pretty happy about what I accomplished while I was with the Montreal Canadiens. Would I like to win a few more games? Absolutely. But we went to the Eastern Conference Final. We took the Stanley Cup finalists to 7 games, and when I left here last season, I don't think it's a fair evaluation of what was going to happen last season. So you move on. I'm in a tremendous situation now. I really like Winnipeg. It's a great organization, and looking forward to my time there.
It was a strange exit for you, but when you said that Mike Camilleri was traded during a game, so to say, okay, could have been worse.
Well, there were a lot of strange things last year, so I was just one in a string of things that went that way.
Do you feel like the organization was in need of a major change, not just on the ice, but the way they did things as well?
Well, that part I don't know. I think that, obviously they did make a major change, and certainly right now it's a good start. One of the things that as a coach in the league I've seen, though, is that it seems like, there is some success in Montreal, but usually things don't stay the same for very long. It's usually about 3 years, and then there's some new people working. So I think that... that's part of the cycle in the NHL.
Well, you said that your relation with Jacques is still intact.
Oh, absolutely. We've worked together for a long time, been friends for a long time. So, you go through those things. It's like part of the business. It is a business, and those kinds of things happen.
How about your relationship with Pierre Gauthier?
I've worked with Pierre in Ottawa. We had a good relationship there, and how Pierre treated me after things happened was very professional, and I think he wanted to make sure that I was taken care of, so I appreciate that, and I think again that's part of being professional in the business.